أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله هم يكفرون ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لهم رزقا من السماوات والأرض شيئا ولا يستطيعون فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال إن الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. الله سبحانه وتعالى has made for you from your own selves, your spouses, and from your spouses he has made for you children and grandchildren, and sustained you with wholesome provision. Then will they believe in vain things and falsehood, and show disappreciation to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What a great qudrat of Allah ta'ala, that from your own selves he has created your spouse, Adam alayhi salam. And from Adam alayhi salam was created Hawa alayhi salam. And then from your spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for you children and grandchildren for the continuity of the human race. And for the individual continuity, Allah ta'ala has blessed you with beautiful and wholesome provision. So seeing all this favors of Allah ta'ala, will you still not believe وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and to the contrary, they believe, they leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship things that control no sustenance for them in the heavens and the earth, nor are they able to do anything for them. So don't set up similes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and partners for Him, for Allah ta'ala knows and you people know not. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا. It's another parable, another simile that Allah Ta'ala sets forth for humankind. A slave that has no freedom of his own. He is unable to do anything. And the other person is one who we have provided him with abundance. And then he spends from it openly and secretly. Can both of them be identical? Never can they be identical. Obviously, one is a total burden. He is a liability. And the other one has been provided with abundance and he spends out freely. So both these people cannot be identical. The creation and the creator can never be identical. One is totally useless and the other does everything. So how can you liken the creation with the creator? Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most of them do not understand these things. And there is another parable for mankind of two men. One of them is totally dumb. He is unable to do a single thing. And he is a total burden upon his master. Wherever he directs him, he doesn't come up with any good. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيهُ. Can this person be like the one who commands with justice and he himself is upon the path of righteousness? So both the learned person and the ignorant, both cannot be identical. One who is learned and educated, and number two, he is upon the path of justice, then he himself practices the path of righteousness. So he has the excellence of understanding, and he has excellence in his deed. Both in his deed and his understanding, he is excellent. So can this person, the one that is a total burden, he is unable to do a single thing, he is dumb, can both of them be alike in any way? So the one that has got understanding, true understanding and correct direction, and the one that is totally lost, he can't do a single thing for himself, how can you liken both, how can you make them both equal? وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So those two cannot be treated equally. And the things of the unseen all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth. And the decision of the Qiyamah is no more than the twinkling of an eye, or even closer. Qiyamah will come, and it will come suddenly. One is the Qiyamah that we know of, the termination of this life, the termination of this world, that is the major Qiyamah, and one is the minor Qiyamah, that is termination of an individual. So both these Qiyamah will come in the twinkling of an eye, or even closer. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. When it is such a sudden matter, then mankind should not dispute about this. Rather, he should make the proper preparations for this hour, when it's so close, and closer than the twinkling of an eye, before you can stand up and you know one person is already gone. So such is the matter of death and the individual end of a human being. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala brings you out from the bellies of your mothers, from the wombs of your mothers. Allah Ta'ala brings you out. You knew nothing, no understanding, no reasoning. You didn't know anything. And then Allah Ta'ala created for you these faculties of understanding, faculties of hearing, vision, and intelligence, that you may show appreciation and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the child that is born, he knows not a single thing. The only thing that he knows is to cry, and this is the only thing that he knows. Then Allah ta'ala brings this child up, and he is developed to a state of completion. So who has done all this to this child? Obviously it is Allah ta'ala that has created for him these faculties through which he could understand, reason, see for himself, understand things, and learn and progress. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتِ. Don't they see towards the bird that is subjected in mid-air? In the middle of the sky, it's subjected by the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is totally subjected. Nobody can hold it up but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are signs for those people who do believe. Look at it, it's not a small thing, a bird, but it isn't within human capacity to create something like this, that it is poised, it is subjected in mid-air, and nobody can create something like this, that it is of its own, it's flying, and there it is subjected in mid-air, it doesn't fall, and remains in that position, it remains in that condition. So who is responsible for all this? وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ. Further, again reflect over the numerous favors of Allah Ta'ala. From your own dwellings, Allah Ta'ala has made for you homes of peace and tranquility. That home was meant not to be a museum and a showpiece, rather a means of your peace and security, a place where you will enjoy tranquility and peace. And further, from the skins of animals, Allah Ta'ala has made for you dwellings, tents, that you will find light the day that you are traveling, and the day that you have to stop over at any spot, you will find these things easy and manageable to carry. And from its wool, from its fiber, and from its hair, we have made for you things of convenience and benefit for some time. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا. And from the things that Allah Ta'ala has created for you, He has made shades, that you can enjoy the cool shade. And from the mountains He had made for you shelter. And He has made for you garments that you protect yourself against heat and cold, and garments that you guard yourself at the time of your mutual violence, the time of war, and the coat of mail that is worn at the time, so that protects you and guards you at the time of mutual violence. So He's made for you all these things for your protection, for your continuity, for your well-being. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala completes and perfects His favor upon you, that you may surrender and subject yourself to Him. But in spite of all this understanding and reasoning with you, then too these people turn away from the truth, then O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your duty is only to convey the clear message. They go on recognizing the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then too they deny them, but most of them are open disbelievers. They show no gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.